I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs has taken a bloody turn. Police officers recently killed 32 people in the single deadliest day of his anti-drug campaign. Asian Access's Herman Moldez says that though the crackdown has provided some temporary relief, it's not a long-term or ethical solution. He says the church is playing an important role by addressing the root issue.
Government have been asking really the church and the pastors to help because the users themselves are saying this is a missing component in the drug rehabilitation. They need to be reconnected with God and the church. Is in the forefront of that.
Asian Access is also involved by training pastors to reach drug users for Christ. Moldez asks that you pray for God's guidance for their ministry and that he'd change the president's heart. You're listening to Mission Network News. Last year, we told you about plans for a new school and a refugee camp in Lebanon. Now, Dale Dielman of 10 Schools International reports, even after facing challenges, the school is thriving.
It's just a real testimony to people, particularly the teachers who are just staying with it. They're not discouraged. They see this as a growing opportunity.
The school is planning to take on 100 students next year, but 10 Schools needs your help to make it happen.
10 Schools International has committed to paying the teacher salaries for this coming year. However, that doesn't account for some of the other expenses, such as rent, heat, because it does get very cold there in the winter, and electricity and other school supplies, etc.
And if you'd like to help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships at our website. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.